Tonight, I just pray that Carolyn, who will be ministering with us tonight, I just pray for her. Lord, she's come in right about the time that hurricane did. And she's been to about 10 places ministering since. I pray for her in the name of Jesus that she has strength, Lord. And I thank you for her joy and courageousness and endurance. So, Lord, let that continue on, not only tonight, but wherever she has to go. And let this be a blessed time together. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Wendy, I'm going to ask Wendy Penner if she's going to come up. She's going to give kind of the introduction to Carolyn. And while she's doing that, Carolyn, you could settle in on the guitar if you wanted it.
All right. You guys, this is so encouraging to see the turnout just here. And you blessed my heart. We didn't really announce this to the whole world. Just because of different reasons, we've kept it within the church for the most part. And you guys have blessed my socks. And I told Carolyn earlier that I have lots of missionaries I support. And we lived in Alaska. There's lots of missionaries up there and just around the world and stuff. And she is my favorite. I love their ministry. And it's just hits home big time. So I know I've shared over the last two Sundays just different stories about them. Did I share about her daughter in the kibbutz? Okay, so I'm going to share that story. Okay, so her daughter sings very well. She's on one of the CDs, and she wrote this beautiful song, and a good friend of ours, Severino's, commented that that song is just, it's powerful. That's her worship prayer. Well, that daughter decided to walk away from God, you know, as prodigals do sometimes.
She'll be back.
She'll be back. Amen. So God was sweet. They minister in Germany. Did I tell you about that? Okay, so they minister in Germany in the public schools to bring reconciliation between Germany and Israel. And their daughter, so they go there to minister. So their daughter's in a kibbutz in Israel, prodigalizing. And there's these kids from Germany, young people, kids, and they're serving there at the kibbutz with her. And she's like, well, how did you find out about this? She's like, well, they said, this couple came from Israel and shared in our public schools. And she's like, that's my parents. So God is just connecting
all over the
world.
And actually what happened was all five of those young German kids got saved in the classroom when we ministered there. And that's what they were doing on the kibbutz. They wanted to come and like just give a blessing back to Israel. And Eliana, when she called, she was crying. She was like, how did that work? God keeps tugging at our prodigals, right? He just won't let them go, and that's a good thing.
So I'm going to pray over her, too. I know he did, and I know I did earlier, but would you all just pray out loud together over her and whatever the Lord lays on your heart? Because you're probably spot on. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the words that you have spoken over Carolyn, Father, that have come to pass. I thank you for the words that you have spoken over her that are yet to be manifested in this lifetime, but they will be. And all the promises that you have given her, especially, Father, give her comfort with her children back in Israel. May the enemy not come in the back door and attack their children and snatch their children. May they be drawn closer to you. And I thank you in advance for all you're doing. So much more. We throw it all on your shoulders. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Well, you don't mind learning a little bit of Hebrew tonight? It's the only language that God doesn't have to translate. Well, there's a scripture that we know. Hine matovu manaim. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Hine matovu manaim. Shev achim gam yachad. Hine matov manayim. Shev achim gam yachad. Hine matov. Shev achim gam yachad. Hine matov. Shev achim gam yachad. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, to dwell in unity. La 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 la. Hine mato, hine mato. La 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 la. Hine mato vo manayim shevatachim gam yachad. Hine mato vo manayim shevatachim gam yachad. Hinema tov, hinema tov, la 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 la. Hinema tov, hinema tov, la 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 la. Hevenu shalom elechem, hevenu shalom elechem, hevenu shalom elechem, hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem, hevenu shalom. Alechem, we bring peace to you. Shalom alechem, heveinu shalom alechem, heveinu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem. It is my wish, it is my wish, that all Israel, come into the saving grace of the Lord. It will be done, it will be done, as He said it would, as He said it would. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is my wish, it is my wish, that all Israel, come into the saving grace of the Lord. It will be done, as He said it would, as He said it would. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is my wish, and I know it's the heart of God to see Kol Yisrael Yivashah, all Israel will be saved. God promised it, and if He promised it, I believe it. Make me more and more like You, Lord, so that I can walk in the image and likeness of Your Son. Make me more and more like You, Lord, so that I can walk in the image and likeness of Your Son. Sing with me. Make me more and more like You, Lord, so that I can walk in the image and likeness of Your Son. Make me more and more like You, Lord, so that I can walk in the image and likeness of Your Son. Help me put off my old self, 'cause I believe that I died with Messiah and now I live. Help me put off my old self, 'cause I believe that I died with Messiah and now I live. Oh, now I live. Now I live. Oh, more and more like You, Lord, so that I can walk in the image and likeness of Your Son. Make me more and more like You, Lord, so that I can walk in the image and likeness of Your Son. Oh, we live in You. Oh, we live and move, have our being in You. Yeshua, Jesus, Bodo. Come, Lord.
Sharim kadosh, 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 mirotze levodotcha. Holy, 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 oh. Holy, 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 I want to see you. We want to see you move in our midst. We want to see you, Lord, you are holy. Holy, holy, holy. Kadosh, kadosh, tano. Kadosh, kadosh, tano.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your presence. And thank you that you are here in our midst. Thank you, Father. B'Shem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus.
God is good, huh? All the time, even when we don't understand why he sends hurricanes and why he does these things. But I want to start off. I have a question for you. What is the one thing that God does with all of his heart and all of his soul? I know you read your Bibles, but maybe this one kind of slipped by because there is actually only one passage in the Bible that says what God does with all of his heart and all of his soul. It's not a trick question. It's a for real scripture. What do you think he does with all his heart and soul? Of course, he loves us. That would be the number one thing. And what did he tell us to do with all our heart and soul? To obey him, to listen to him, right? And to love him and to walk in his ways with all of our heart and soul. But there's only one time in the scripture where it says what God does with all his heart and all his soul. It's found in Jeremiah 32:41. It's what we like to call an Aliyah scripture. Do you all know what Aliyah is? Okay. Aliyah is a Hebrew word, but it simply means, it means literally to go up to God. It's a kind of a holy word. And what it's referring to is the rite of return of the Jewish people to the nation of Israel. And there are over 60 scriptures in the Bible that talk about Aliyah. So the one verse, Pastor, would you mind reading that? It's Jeremiah 32:41. Maybe read starting in 39 to 41, just to get the full context.
32:39. Jeremiah 32:39. And I will give them one heart and one purpose, to worship me forever, for their own good and for the good of all their descendants. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I'll never stop doing that for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they'll never leave me. I'll find joy doing good for them and will faithfully and wholeheartedly replant them in this land. Keep going.
I don't trust the English so much anymore now that I know how to do the Hebrew. The Hebrew says that God will do this. He will plant us in the land faithfully. And it says in the Hebrew, b'chol nafshi u'b'chol na libi. And so it's very clear in the Hebrew. It's what he does with all his heart and all his soul. So now you wonder, well, what about us in the church? You know, maybe you're wondering, like, I can't make Aliyah. I'm not Jewish. So what does this mean for me? Well, let me give you a picture. You know how often in the scripture, God is really trying to make a point. But sometimes he understands our minds are kind of small and maybe we're not going to quite get it. So he gives us a physical picture. And that really makes it clear. But what he's really trying to make is a spiritual point. So look at Aliyah this way. Aliyah is the rite of return of the Jewish people to Israel. And God says he's going to do that with all his heart and with all his soul. But what he's doing is, as I said, it's a physical picture. God is taking a physical people, the Jewish people, like Dave Goldstein and I, and he's putting us back in the land. But what's he really trying to say? He's really saying that all those who are followers of Jesus, the Messiah. In other words, you're grafted into the commonwealth of Israel. There's only one tree. When that new Jerusalem comes down from heaven, we will go up to meet the Lord in the air, as it says in Thessalonians. Well, that's what Aliyah means. It means to go up to God. And that is the final great Aliyah that God will do with all his heart and soul. And so it ties in so beautifully with all of you, with the church. Let me give you another scripture just to kind of give you what God's heart is for Israel. Do you remember when Yeshua, Jesus, well, I call him by his Hebrew name, Yeshua. Remember when he was standing over Jerusalem and he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times have I longed to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not allow me. You will not see me again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so I think the definitive word there is until. Jesus said this to the Jewish people. You are not going to see me again. You know, I came here for you and you rejected me. And that is what happened. We rejected our own Messiah. And Yeshua said, you're not going to see me again, because I'm going to the rest of the nations. Because actually, it says in the scripture, it was too small a thing anyway for God to come just to the tribes of Judah. Salvation isn't just for the Jews. It's for everybody, because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And so we know that it was not an accident that we rejected our Messiah. But just like it says in the scripture, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Yeshua came to Israel first. We rejected him, and he said, I'm not coming back until you welcome me. That's what Baruch Haba means, welcome in the name of the Lord. So, wow, you wonder, well, what's it going to take? Maybe, how many of you have been to Israel? A few, yeah? It's not quite so holy, right? You were in the Holy Land and you wondered, where are all the holy people? Where, you know, it's a very secular place, actually. And there are a number of religious Jews, but religion doesn't cut it either. God is looking for relationship. So, yeah, so we don't quite have it right in Israel, but there are changes that are happening in Israel today. And that's what I'd like to talk about this evening. I want to brag about what God is doing in Israel. So I'm going to share some testimonies with you and some things that are happening. Before I do that, I totally forgot to do this. I'm going to hand these out. This is where we live. This is, and I will add, thou shalt not covet. this is the Galilee. That's our village. And it is beautiful in the springtime. It's so green and lush. That's our village from kind of an aerial view. But that the water that you see in there, that is the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee. Jesus walked on those waters that we see from our living room. And another word on the side, just personally, we have 5 children, 3 of whom are married, and we have both of our sons, Ariel and Avi, served in the IDF, the Israeli Army. Ariel was in intelligence, and Avi was in special forces, and we work in the ministry with our boys and their wives. Our 3 daughters are prodigals, and so we're waiting and praying, but we all get along, praise God, and all of them are in Israel. As I mentioned, we made Aliyah, we returned to the land of Israel because I'm Jewish, so we were able to get citizenship. So we are citizens of America. Obviously, we're born in America. My husband is from Plainview, Texas. He is not Jewish, but that's okay. This is God's heart, is one new man in Messiah, Jew and Gentile, one in him. Amen. So, and nobody's better than anybody else. We're all one in him. And we have 8 grandchildren who are all Tzabarim, native-born Israelis. And it's such a privilege to get to live and minister in Israel. So I'd like to tell you, the Lord has opened so many doors for us. He's used the music. That's one way. I've sing at events for Holocaust survivors, soup kitchens, humanitarian aid shelters. I love doing that. Also, I sing in bars. I know some people go, no, how can you do that? But, you know, where did Yeshua go? He talked to prostitutes. He talked to people on the street. And so if he did it, why can't we? I mean, as long as we don't get, you know, dragged down by that atmosphere. So I've been in clubs and places like that and just trying to shine for Yeshua in these places. And the Lord has given me some songs to sing in those places that are not so much worship songs, but more songs that, like, get you to start thinking. I have one song, it's called Just Like Joseph. It's actually on my new CD. And I was singing at this place where all the Israeli hippies go. You know, there's a place called Yard Neat on the if you've been to Israel, it's the baptismal site that's really famous. And just up the river, that's where all the Christian tourists go with all the buses, but just a little further down the Jordan River, that's where all the Israeli hippies go. So sometimes I sing there, and a lot of Israelis are into the New Age and stuff like that. So I had and they know me, they know I'm a believer there. And so I was singing one time the words to Just Like Joseph, and it goes, just like Joseph, he's hidden from you. Just like his brothers, you don't have a clue. But can't you hear him? He's talking to you. What's it gonna take till you know what to do? Ah-ooh, ah-ooh. Well, when I would do the ah-oohs, for some reason, the Israelis would stand up, a whole bunch of them, and start flying around like birds. I guess they liked that part. I don't know. So, but then I got to the part that goes, oh, where you gonna run and hide when your world caves in? Who you gonna turn to? Who can cleanse you from sin? I don't know nobody else, and neither do you. God sent his only son, and his name is Yeshua. Ooh. Well, when I sang that part, they were standing up ready to fly around again. And when I sang that part, God sent his only son and his name is Yeshua, they looked at me like, huh? And then they said, okay. And they kept flying around. Nobody threw me out or threw rocks or whatever. God is good. There's been a lot of favor. We've experienced persecution too. But there's been an openness. When we made Aliyah in 2003, the door was not so open. 2007, 40 years after 1967, when we got Jerusalem back, which is actually a fulfillment of a prophecy that Jesus made, that's when we started to see the awakening begin. And it's been like an exponential curve, just beginning to go up. Now, we made a video with our sons, and we'll play it in just a second, but let me just explain it first. You know, when I told my parents, I grew up in an Orthodox synagogue near Chicago, so I didn't know anything about Yeshua growing up, at least nothing good. Because, you know, the history of the church and the Jewish people is a very tragic history. And so when I became a believer and I told my parents, you know, Mom and Dad, I believe Yeshua is the Messiah, they went crazy. They sent three different rabbis after me to try to get me back into Orthodox Judaism. And I asked each rabbi, I said, I just have a question for you. Who's it talking about in Isaiah 53? And each one said, it's Israel. And besides, you're not supposed to read that. It's forbidden. It really is. And so I said, it can't be Israel, because the scripture said there was no Hamas in his mouth. You know Hamas, the terror group? That's actually a word in Hebrew. It means wickedness or violence. And so it's pretty appropriate. And so I told the rabbis, you know, we're Jewish. We make mistakes. We sin. So that can't be us. Well, of course, they didn't agree, and I actually lost my family because of this. But, you know, even today in Israel, most Israelis do not read Isaiah 53. So the idea was to go to the street with, you know, kind of man on the street with a microphone and different Israelis and ask them to read Isaiah 53. So you're going to see these are not actors. These are just normal guys on the street reading Isaiah 53 for the first time. This video has been a very large contribution to the awakening that's beginning in Israel. What happened with this video, we posted it on Facebook, and you know how social media is. We may as well use it for something good. And it went viral. About 8 million people have seen it. But what's really exciting is about 1 million Israelis have seen it. And at first, a lot of people who were writing in, mainly a lot of religious Jews, were writing curses, not very nice things. So then we brought our younger son into the mix, Avi. The one young man you saw is our older son, Ariel. And Avi is more kind of high tech, and he was able to filter out all those people who were cursing. They think they're still there. They can see themselves there, but nobody else can see them. And so then after all the cursing went away, then all of a sudden all these other Israelis came out of the woodwork and were writing on the Facebook page, hey, can you call me or can we meet at a coffee shop? I've got some questions for you. So what Richard and my husband and I did is we actually hired our two sons and another young Israeli man named Eliel, and because they were responding, they they all have full-time jobs, but Israel is so expensive that everybody needs to work a job and a half there. So this became their part-time job, and they're meeting Israelis at coffee houses. We help them some, but their Hebrew is way above ours because they all served in the army. So they're younger. Younger ones can learn it faster. So